Good morning and welcome to Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Danny Binney. We're excited that you're joining us this morning, and we would love it if you could come and be a part of our morning worship and Bible study at the church on Old River. To find out our service times, you can visit us on the web at www.oldriverbaptist.com, or you can call our church office at 281-576-6030. Let's join our pastor this morning as he delivers our sermon from the Word of God.
Well, there's a story in Scripture that I want to share with you. In Acts chapter 3, the Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those, or to beg from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him," that is, Peter fixed his eyes on this lame man. And Peter said to him, "Look at us." There's a great deal of difference between looking and seeing. Looking at something and just looking around. Focusing in. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Oh, he got something from them, but far more than what he was expecting. The Bible says, then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. What a story. What a story. Leading up to this, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts that they had experienced the day of Pentecost. They had experienced the Holy Spirit coming on them as people were gathered from all over and spoke all different kinds of languages, and the Holy Spirit came on the disciples, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in other tongues. They spoke in languages that these other people could understand, and they heard the gospel. And the Bible says in chapters 1 and 2 tells us how the church was filled with thousands of people, how it was established on that day, and that great things were happening, and the Lord was continuing to add to the church daily those who were being saved. And so, as excited as they were, Peter and John headed to the temple. They were going there to pray because they had understood that this Messiah that they had prayed for so long had finally come and had given his life for the sins of all, so that everyone could be saved, forgiven of their sins, and live righteously. And so there they were walking into the temple, and here was a man who had been brought there. And he had been brought there time and time and time again. There was a man one time that I lifted weights with. We would meet real early during the week, and he worked for the school, and he was a principal there. And we would meet at like 5 in the morning. We would work out, and so we had become really good friends. He was a member of our church here, and so one Sunday I didn't see him. So the next day, I met him at the gym, and I said, "Roger, where were you?" He said, "Oh, man." He He said, I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I got to go see the, this is how long ago it was. I got to go see the Oilers play. There's some of you in here who haven't got a clue who the Oilers were. It's the team that now plays in Tennessee. And so they were moved from Houston to Tennessee. But anyway, that's how long ago it was. He said, it's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I said, well, I want to tell you something. You missed a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and here's what God did yesterday. And it was one of the most fabulous days at the church that we had seen up until that point. We had a number of people that joined and a number of people who came to know the Lord as Savior. It was an awesome day. You see, that's what happens if you miss once. And so here this man was. Now imagine if he had gotten up that morning and thought, you know, I just don't feel like going and sitting down there on the steps of the church today. I just don't feel like going to church today. What he would have missed. And so it is with you and me. If we just decide to miss, you have no idea what could happen to you. Here this man was, lame from birth. Lame from birth. When you were, I know that none of us remember when we first started to walk. But those who were with us, they could remember that first step we took. And I remember whenever we had children, when Dan and I had our boys, how excited we were to see them walk. And guys, you know how we are. We love to brag about how soon our kids walked. Not that I would do that. But Jeff was 8 months old and could jump out of his crib and run down the hall to the other end of the old mobile home. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but and then our grandchildren have come along. And we're getting to live that all over again and watch them as they start to, they start to crawl. They figure out how to, first they figure out how to roll over. Then they figure out how to crawl. And there's all kinds of ways that kids can crawl. And then they learn how to pull up. And then you have to baby-proof the house. And they learn how to pull up, and then they're standing there, and they've got one hand on the coffee table, and all of a sudden they turn it loose, and they look like a goalie in soccer, and then you clap your hands, and they start to come, and they'll fall down, but you get to see them take those first new steps. How great that is, and this mom never saw that. This mom never saw that. But she did the only thing she could. She brought her lame son, as he got old enough, to lay there at the temple and beg for somebody to help him. And you know what, friends? You and I were born lame. Matter of fact, we were born with a lame soul. You and I were born with sin in our life. You and I were born with the ability and the interest in sinning. And as soon as we got old enough to understand what it meant to be disobedient to God, we couldn't help but get off in that. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the wonderful glory of God. There is not one righteous, no, not one. And the Bible tells us that this man, who was lame from birth, was left at the church to beg for a living. The Bible tells us that on that day that he was there begging, that there were two men who came by. And he saw them, so alms, alms. Alms, please. And Peter stopped. And he said, look at me. Look at me. And the man looked and gave his attention. Now, there's a lot of people that come to church and they no more get here than, you know, I don't know any other way to say this, because I don't see it happen other places, but some people just seem to be born with a go-to-sleep button on their behind. And whenever they get to church, as soon as the preacher gets up, now let me just share with you, and I forgot to tell the first service, so you're blessed. Everyone in here, while you're sitting there, would you just lift 1 foot off the floor? Just lift 1 foot off the floor. And if you'll just leave it up, I promise you, you won't go to sleep. And if that leg gets tired, just excuse me, put it down and lift the other one up. And just work them back and forth, and we're not going to be here long, and you'll stay awake. And you can look up here, but I want to share with you that I also, so many times, I see people, you know, the lights are on, but nobody's at home. And when the Holy Spirit comes knocking, you doze off, or you drift off, or your mind goes off, and you don't want to think about what the Lord has brought you and me here for today. He said, look. And so the man looked, and he listened, and he learned. As a matter of fact, there was very little said about Jesus. Simon Peter said to him, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Because I tell you, there were so many people that knew who Jesus was, and the word had spread, and this man no doubt knew that they had crucified Jesus, but then he had also heard about the great movement of the Lord whenever these men began to preach, and the day of Pentecost had taken place, and God was moving mightily in that city. And so he looked, and he listened, and he learned about Jesus, and it transformed his life. We had a man up here just a moment ago, Dr. Allen, sharing with us about how people come to their clinic and they're considering having an abortion, and they begin to share with them God's word. It is amazing. It is amazing what happens when you hear that Jesus died for you and me, and he wants to give you eternal life, and he wants to forgive you of your sins. It is amazing the transformation that takes place. The Bible teaches us that we're just to share the good news. I want to share with you that there was a worship service that would take place in Washington, D.C. And it took place for a while, and then there were on Wednesday evenings, and then there was a 144-year absence of that. And then the chaplain, who happens to be called Pastor Dan, the chaplain there wanted to start up the Jefferson Gathering again. And so he did. And this year, he asked 21 of the congressmen if they would call someone in their district to come and preach one of those Wednesday nights. And I want to share with you, in asking for your prayers, that our U.S. representative called me last week and invited me to come to Washington, D.C. and to preach to Congress and to their staff. And I can't wait to get up there and talk about Jesus. Now, I've had some people that I've shared that with, and they said, well, good, because they sure do need it. And my response has been, and we need it. Guess who put them there? And I just want to tell them about Jesus and how he is mighty to save. And I want to encourage them in the word. And I want to share with them how awesome it is to get into the scriptures. And I am asking for your prayers as I go, because Jesus transforms lives. And there are men that are there and women that are there who know Christ as Savior, and they need to be encouraged. And they are fighting battles that we can't begin to imagine what it's like in that arena. And I sure don't know what it's like in that arena, but I sure am looking forward to going there and just saying, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, Whatever your occupation, whatever your issue, whatever the great matter is that you're considering, Jesus paid it all. And He will answer. And so I ask for your prayers for that. So here he was, lame from birth, left at the church, which is a great place to be left, by the way. I mean, if you can't come to the church and receive help, where else can you go? If you can't come to the church and with a genuine need, now there are people who come here and try to trick you all the time. You just wouldn't, talk to the secretary sometime, talk to other staff members, some of the stories that we get to hear sometime, and then begin to check them out. And there are people who are charlatans in every arena of life, but there are a lot of genuine needs that are brought to the church. And here we have come to meet with God, to make disciples, and minister to others. And Jesus said repeatedly how much it means for us just to do little things, even just a cup of cold water. And so he's sitting there, and lo and behold, who should walk by but Simon Peter. Simon Peter, the one that denied Jesus, the Simon Peter that cursed and said, I don't know him, the Simon Peter that was the first disciple that Jesus revealed himself to. And the Simon Peter who repented of his sin and was used mightily of the Lord. So look at me. Listen to me. Learn about Jesus. And the Bible says that then Simon Peter spoke up and said, I don't have any money, but I have something greater than money to give to you. Something that money can't buy and death can't take away. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says then that he lifted him up. Now I want you to watch this. The Bible says that he reached down, took him by the hand, and picked him up. He didn't say, okay, put your hand up here in my hand. He reached down and got him. I still remember as an 11-year-old boy, my pastor, Martin Spell, sitting on the couch in my living room, and at the invitation of my mother and dad. And I still remember him going through the plan of salvation, going through what the Bible says that we must all do to be saved. And I still remember him putting his hand, he was sitting right here, he put his hand right over here, and he said, now if you want to pray that prayer with me, just put your hand in mine. And I put my hand in his right hand, and I prayed that prayer. Who do you need to put your hand out to? Who do we need to reach our hands and extend them out to? Some of us are just so afraid, we're just going to get our hands dirty. You know, some of us are thinking, I just don't want to get that involved in someone's life. I don't have time. I don't have the means. I don't have the resources to be able to do that. I'm busy just taking care of my own problems. But watch this. The Bible says, he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Do you know what? God wants to use you and me as a conduit for his blessing and his strength to flow through us. Haven't you been encouraged, and haven't you been strengthened before whenever someone took you by the hand and encouraged you and said, we can do this, or you can do this? And there are people in this room perhaps that you need to reach your hand out to. So many times people come into this room, and I just got to tell you, I get so frustrated seeing folks just come in, sneak in, find your little spot, dare somebody to come and talk to you. Come in, and if somebody speaks to you, you'll speak to them. And you just come in, find your spot. But I want to share with you, there is nothing greater that we can do than when we come into this room looking for other people to go and to shake hands with. You'd be amazed at how much strength is given to someone, and you don't know what they're going through. You have no idea. You and I think, well, they're here, they must be doing fine. And most of the time, there is seldom a time that anyone walks in here but what they don't have something really scary or troubling that's going on in their life. And if it's not true, then just hold on, because something will happen. Man who is born of woman is few days and full of troubles, the Bible says. And it may be that the smile, the handshake that you give to someone whenever you come in here, it's just the thing that will enable them to meet tomorrow. Some people come in to the house of the Lord. I want to tell you, I listen to people tell me all the time, "Brother Dan, there's just nobody down there at that church likes me." And maybe I should have started this a long time ago, but since I'm on my way out, I've just gotten to where I say, "Well, what is it about you that people don't like? You might need to work on that." Well, if there's nothing that's there to not like, well, what's your problem? And why don't you just get up? And besides that, the Bible says that we're to be ministering to one another. And the Bible says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." But some people come in here and wait to see if somebody's going to be friendly to them or not. Shame on us. I want to share something with you. I'm not going to point him out, but his name is Tim. Now, we got several Tims in here. And he and his wife were here last Wednesday evening. And so we were having our Bible study in the music suite back here. And so I went over to him. And I said, "Well, have we met?" He said, "Well, I was here this last Sunday." He said, "But I don't know if we met or not this last Sunday." He said, "I had so many people come up and greet us and meet us that we thought we want to go back there again." Good job. I'm sorry about that. Thank you, Tim.
Thank y'all.
Put out your hand, and not only will you give strength, but you will receive strength. You know what happened whenever I came here a long time ago? If there was something that bothered me or would get under my skin, there was some people and some men in this church that if they knew something bothered me, they stayed on it until I was just numb and it didn't bother me anymore. Because, we can think that things are so serious sometimes when they're not. And, boy, it's serious whenever it comes to the needs of others. And the Bible says that he put out his hand and he took the man by the hand and the man received strength and he stood. Can you imagine? Can you and I imagine what it was like for that man? But can we also imagine what it was like for Simon Peter to see that happen? And all those that were around him see it happen. And the Bible says that that man leaped to his feet. He leaped to his feet. Oh, how we love to see people who were in the grasp of sin be released from their bondage. Oh, how we love to see people experience the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Have you called on God? Have you called out to God? He's there. God is always on the job. You've never called out to God and found that he's taking a vacation or taking a nap. He's always there. Saturday morning, I was headed up to watch one of my grandsons play basketball, and I thought, I want to just check on my youngest son. So I called his desk phone, and whenever he answered, I don't know why I said this, but I said, "Are you at work?" And Mark said, "I answered the phone, didn't I?" You know what? Call on God right now. He will answer. He will answer. I invite you to stand.
Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us for Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church. If you'd like to contact this ministry, you can do so by visiting www.oldriverbaptist.com, or you can call the office at 281-576-6030. Our mailing address is 12948 FM 1409, Dayton, Texas, 77535. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week for another edition of Sharpening Our Souls.